Hello, this is Chris, and I'm with Opinion Research, and we're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
I vote.
Yes, thank you very much. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa or outside the city limits of Odessa?
City limits.
Thank you very much. Just a moment, please. And just a moment, I'm having a bit of, okay, there we go. Yes, and generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or are things going on the wrong track?
No, I don't know.
And if you had to choose, where would you lean more, if they are going in the right track or on the wrong track?
I want them on the right track.
Thank you very much. And according to you, what is the most important issue facing Hector County?
Let's see. Mm-hmm. People loving everybody.
We're looking for the issues that you might see.
If they love everybody, then we get along.
Okay. Thank you very much. And how would you rate the economic conditions in Hector County? Would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think they're good.
Thank you. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
It depends on who's in office.
But if you had to choose between better, worse, or about the same?
I can't answer that.
Okay. That's
my problem.
How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned. Because a man can't work, can't eat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Hector County. And we're going to use the same scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment.
How do I rank them?
Yes, how would you rate those qualities in Hector County? Would you rate having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess good.
Thank you. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Excellent.
And the availability of quality healthcare?
Very good.
Public transportation?
Good.
Offering job opportunities in your field?
Good.
Effective leadership from elected officials?
I think they're doing a good job if we let them.
Thank you. And being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
Being able to get.
I'll say fair. It's not poor, but it sure is getting crowded.
Oh, which one?
I say fair. It's getting crowded around here.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And what about the availability of affordable housing? How would you rate that?
Affordable housing. Seems gotten pretty high around here.
Mm-hmm. So in the scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor, where would you scale it?
I guess affordable housing is fair.
Thank you. And what about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Very good.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Good.
Public safety and low crime?
Oh, public safety. Things be basically good.
Thank you. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I guess it's pretty good.
Thank you. What about the quality of the public schools?
I think they're doing an excellent job with what they got to work with.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is natural beauty and physical setting.
What about it? It's good, natural beauty.
Yes, do you think...
If you're ugly, you're just ugly.
And so, about the natural beauty and physical setting, where would you scale it in the...
Where would you find natural beauty? What do you mean about that? Is it the weather that makes natural beauty? Are you born natural beauty? What do you mean?
Natural beauty in general.
I don't know. Because I tell you, if they look good, I say, you sure beautiful. If they ugly, I say, may the Lord bless you, brother.
And so...
And you rate that accordingly.
Yes, and regarding Hector County, would you rate the natural beauty and physical setting of Hector County as fair or poor?
I can't really, you know, I told you what I said. When they're good looking, I say, you show good looking. If you're ugly, I say, may the Lord bless you.
Well, actually, we're talking about nature right now.
Oh, nature is down. Yeah. Oh. In Hector County, when it rains, yeah, it's nice. When it's dry, it's not so beautiful. So since we've gotten some rain, it sure has improved it.
Okay. And in the scale of excellent, good, fair, or poor, where would you rate the natural beauty?
Yeah. It's good when it rains.
Okay.
It's poor when it doesn't rain. You can handle that?
We only have for one. We only have up to for one. Yeah.
I should have two so I can tell the truth.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. Well, the next question is, now please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Families with children. And by the way, we're going to use the same scale. Excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Well, with children,
families
I will
with
say, I say good.
Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses.
I would say good, if they want to work.
People living below the poverty line.
You know, that's hard to say. Mm-hmm. Some folks don't want to work, so I don't know.
Based on
those
your
who want to work seem to have a job. Mm-hmm. It's sort of hard in a sense, really.
Okay.
Women get jobs easier than men out here.
Okay.
I wonder why.
Thank you. Now, how would you rate Hector County as a place to live for people, for retirees?
I think it's very good, especially these retirement homes.
Thank you. What about people like you?
People like me?
Yeah.
It's excellent since I've been here 50-plus years.
Thank you.
I don't plan on moving.
And what about racial?
Okay.
And what about racial and ethnic minorities?
I have no problem with anybody. I'm surrounded by all kinds.
But so how would you rate?
It's good.
Okay. Thank you.
And the ones I call on, it's excellent. And that's almost everybody who lives next door.
Thank
door.
You. Now, what about
did
recent college...
You ask an idiot all these questions.
Yes, we're almost there, I promise you. Now, how would you rate Hector County as a place to live for people or recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
I think it's excellent.
What about young
single
people?
We got two colleges here. What kind of people?
Young single people.
I still think it's excellent because they're almost paying them to go to school. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that?
Not really.
They give them so many scholarships.
Yeah. And so,
we give them scholarships, but they want 4 years, and we only give them one.
Oh.
Go right on.
And for young and single people, how would you rate Ector County? Would you rate Ector County as a place? Yeah.
Well, if you're a thug, it's bad. If you're a kid of quality, it's excellent. Now, pick that how you want to.
Okay. I can only pick one.
They're killing each other. Which one did you say I was? Why did you ask? Didn't I tell you asked the wrong somebody?
No. We just have to pick one for, according to your observation. Where would you rate Ector County as a place to live for young and single people?
I think it's good.
Thank you. And what about immigrants from other countries? How would you rate Ector County?
I think they are welcome. Give me your tired, your poor, your hungry masses yearning to be free. So just stop shutting the door and let them come on and live.
And in Ector County, would you rate that welcoming as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't know if us kicking anybody out. I think it's good.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Would you rate it as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Say that again.
How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County?
I would say it's good. I thank the Lord it's more Christians than sinners.
Thank you. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It's going to deteriorate according to the Word of God because people become wiser and weaker. Now, how do you handle that?
I guess just based on your opinion. If you think it will improve, deteriorate.
I try to go by the Word. I think it's going to get wiser and weaker.
Because
we don't listen to anybody.
Yes, and how should I record that? Do I record it as improve or staying about the same?
You can record it, like I said, wiser and weaker.
I do not have those options. I'm so sorry about that.
Let's see. It's going to progressively... Let's see how people are living. We're going away from the Lord more and more. But I guess we're going to be fair. Because we're not going to call on him until we really need him. And he's going to have to do something drastically to get our attention. Ain't that right?
I guess so. So how should I record your opinion about over the next 5 years? So where do you think the quality of life in Ector County?
It's still good. Because we're not going to drop suddenly, but we're definitely going to hell.
So should I record that as improved?
No, that's not everybody, because there's a lot of godly folks here. But anyway...
So I
it's going to get worse for Jesus to come back. You knew that, didn't you?
Yes. Well, so how should I record it? Do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
It's going to deteriorate. That's what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it has to for Jesus to come back.
Okay, and related to that, what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Will it be the lack of job opportunities or lack of business opportunities, the poor general economic conditions in the area, poor educational opportunities for children or others, poor leadership, vision, inaction from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, will remain dependent on oil and gas industry, environmental concerns, crime and drugs, cost of living, or illegal immigration?
I guess it'll have to be crime and drugs. But the real truth is because people are going away from God. Am I being recorded?
Yes, for quality purposes.
Yeah. The reason we're going to hell because we're going away from Jesus. Thank you, but I don't plan on going to hell. So I go to church, I praise him, I worship him, and I try to encourage everybody to get to know the Lord and become Christ-centered so we can all go to heaven. Okay, now that's my recording. Now,
okay,
that question again so I can tell you
now, the next
worldly answer. What did you say? Oh, if we deteriorate, it's begun to be behind drugs and lack
we're still,
of
we
work.
Still have a few more questions to go, ma'am. We're about to be finished, I promise. Yeah.
I bet you don't have to call me. Okay, go on.
Now, we're going to talk about economic development. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not so confident, or not at all confident?
Confident.
Should I record as somewhat confident or very confident?
Confident. Very.
Thank you. Now we're going to talk about community development. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Very.
Thank you very much. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not likely.
And not too likely or not at all?
Not at all.
Cause thank you.
You talking about people going to leave from here? No,
yes.
Because they have jobs and they don't stay where the jobs are.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, and it's about you and your household. What is the highest level?
Hey,
yes?
Wait just a minute. I'm going to leave if the right fella come get me.
We're about to be finished, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have at least 12 hours above a master's.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent,
Democrat.
Or other?
Mostly Democrat.
Thank you very much. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. And do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No, but I have a 94.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Are you white or Anglo, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
I'm more Indian, based on my sister digging us up. But then they say I'm Caucasian, which is a lie. That's that message put out there. But I say I am black.
Thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
I don't think so.
Thank you. And about your annual household income, is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 plus?
My income, is it over
$75,000?
Okay.
Is that
what you're saying?
Yeah, so we just want to know your household annual income, just an estimate. Is it less than $25,000? $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 plus? 70 plus. Thank you very much. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
I'm retired.
Thank you.
And a working slave.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Honey, I'm all woman. Female.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. You've been a blast.
You be blessed by the best, who is the good Lord, okay, honey?
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
Did you get an education from me?
Yes. It was very valuable, ma'am.
Was it what?
Very valuable.
For real?
Yes.
I bet you say never call her again.
Oh, thank you very much for your time, ma'am. Have a wonderful day.
You be blessed, really.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And you have a wonderful day, too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.